that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
Welcome back to the Race Report. Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell. Well, we kind of got burned a little bit last week, and we'll explain a little bit how this works.
Kinda.
Because if you follow this stuff closely, and maybe you just kind of rely on us for your NASCAR news, and that is a good thing to do, but the way this works is we pre-record the show, and we've mentioned that many times. We don't do the show live because several different stations want to run the show at several different times, and that became more and more of a problem. We used to do the show live, and then as stations wanted to air it at different times, we just said, you know what, we'll record the show, we put it up on a website, stations can go take it, and they air it when they want to. And there are stations that run the show on Friday. So, you know, we have to do it at a certain point so that it's available for them. And then some shows, and you may be listening to us now on a Saturday. If you did that last week, late on a Friday or maybe on a Saturday on your local radio station, you're probably like, why aren't these guys talking about Petty and
these guys
Everham?
Are idiots.
They're not. And again, it's just if you follow this pretty close because it was up on the websites and things like that. Well, again, we got caught because we have to pre-record our show at a certain time. We have a deadline. We have to do that to have it up and available for stations that want to run it at a certain time. And so a lot of this stuff this all came out right after we'd recorded our show last week, and we made quite a big deal about the fact that they were dragging this out and dragging this out, and Petty and Everham had not been able to get together. So, again, we apologize if you heard that, and it seemed like we're, like, oblivious to the latest information, but that was the deal. It was a situation where we just got caught that it came out right after we had recorded our show last week. So, at any rate, you know, we had talked a lot about why was it taking so long. I still don't have an answer to that question, but they finally got it done. We knew it was going to happen at some point, but Petty Enterprises, Gillette Everham Motorsports have now formed a team. Still all the details not ironed out. One thing we know for sure, and we'll hear from Kyle here in just a second, but Kyle Petty, nothing to do with this. He will not be involved with this. He has not been involved with it, and as he'll tell you, he doesn't even want to talk about it, really.
Unbelievable. To see a historic racing team like Petty Enterprises just go away like this and a member of the Petty family not have anything to do with it is just a very sad commentary.
Well, and even though the 43 cars going to remain there, it looks like it may just run a part-time schedule.
It's not.
With Reed Sorensen as the driver is what they're talking about.
We're going into 2009 without Petty Enterprises.
Certainly not as we've known it in the past.
Yeah, it's done for me. They are dead to me.
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and hear from Kyle Petty on his thoughts, and he says Petty Enterprises, as he knew it, had been gone for him for a while already.
I guess for me, when they left Level Cross, it was just a different place. So I never looked at Charlotte as being Petty Enterprises. I went over there maybe five times. And the whole year that we raced, I maybe went over there five times.
Bobby said, he's been there like five times.
Yeah, I just didn't go over there because that wasn't Petty Enterprises to me. Because I grew up next to that race shop that was right there, and that was Petty Enterprises, and that's where Uncle Morris worked, and that's where Dale worked, and Wade, and Richie Bars, and all the people that had come through there, and, you know, Pete, and Baker, and all the guys that drove there. So that was Petty Enterprises. That's where the history was. So when we moved somewhere else, it was totally different. And so for me, I had already mentally said, that's not Petty Enterprises. And then when Boston Ventures bought it, then it was not even close to Petty Enterprises. You know what I mean? That's like, you know, it's like, that's not even close. So, and like I said, I mean, I pretty much knew when they come in and we started doing some stuff that I had no place there in 09. So maybe the difference in where you guys are at and where I'm at is I'm 6 or 7 months further down the road and dealing with it than y'all are. That, some ways, it's catching you guys, oh my God, off guard. And I don't mean to be flippant about it in any way, because I do think, you know, you ask a good question. Richard Petty's having a hard time dealing with a lot of this stuff. Because it is, that's who he is. You know what I mean? He is still the 43. He still is Richard Petty. He still is Petty Enterprises. He still is all that. So I think he has a harder time dealing with it. But he's just coming to the realization that some of this stuff is where it's at also. You know what I mean? So I just don't have as hard a time dealing with it, like I said, because I feel like I've dealt with it for 5 or 6 months without anybody asking a lot of questions, so I had my own space to deal with it, so that's the way I feel about it.
You know, as we said, Sam, pardon me, this is sad. I mean, we've talked a lot about it in the last few years. Kyle Petty, as a driver, not much to write home about the last few years. Really not real viable as a driver, but still. This is a guy you want as part of your organization.
Oh, absolutely.
He's part of the history of this organization, and the fact that basically he's been completely kicked to the curb, it sucks.
Well, hearing him say basically he checked out mentally from this team over a year ago, you know, maybe explain some things of on track performance and other issues. But sometimes I've wondered if maybe Kyle checked out mentally from racing a long time ago.
Maybe
when he took over the 45 car.
Yeah, maybe back in May of 2000 or so.
I cannot ever say I understand what he went through, because losing a child is one of the most traumatic situations you can go through.
Yeah.
But it changed his life forever. And it's just sad to see.
And so much, and you know, and obviously, personally, yeah, you're right. We can't even begin to describe what that must have been like. But professionally, it also not only changed Kyle's and his family's life, you know, in a big way personally, but also professionally, because you know, and we talked a lot about this, Petty Enterprises, I mean, they were laying the groundwork. This was going to be Adam's deal. I mean, they
he
were
was the future.
He was the future of Petty Enterprises, and when they lost him, I think Kyle's heart may no longer have been in it, and I mean, a lot of the plans they had for the future went with him.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people said part of the reason they hadn't kept up is they were away from Charlotte. Their shop was away from Charlotte. They didn't have the talented people who wanted to drive that far to work for them. I'm not sure I buy that. That was a legendary team. I think, you know, Robbie Loomis went back there after winning a championship because it was Petty Enterprises. The drive didn't have it's a sad day. It's a sad, sad day.
Real quick before we go to the break, let's hear one more thing from Kyle Petty talking about the new team, the newly merged Petty Enterprises Gillette Everingham Motorsports team that he just really doesn't know a whole lot about.
You guys know more about it than I know, and that is no joke. I have not, you know me, I'm mouthy. I'll say anything. You know what I mean? If I believe it, I say it. But I have not been a part of any of that with the King. And like I said, I was straight up with him when I said, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to know about it. That way I don't have any issues with it. You know what I mean? Just as, you know, when I'm with Petty Enterprises and Richard Petty and GM, just as I was with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Teresa and DEI when they were going through tons of speculation, but only a few people knew about it. You know what I mean? And I'm on the outside speculating just like everybody else about what went on. But, you know, I don't know what George's, you know, I don't know. I will say this about George Gillette. Because we talked to George 2 or 3 years ago when he did the deal with Ray about doing some stuff with Petty Enterprises at the same time. George and Alex both have been true to their word and done everything at Gillette Everham they said they were going to do. They went in and hired general managers. They moved McCardo around. They did what they said they were going to do. They had a plan, and they worked their plan. So you got to applaud them for that.
He doesn't want to know about it. He doesn't want to talk about it. And that's pretty much it. Kyle Petty, not part of this. And it is Sam. Stick around a lot more from several drivers when we come back. In fact, when we return, we will hear from Kyle Petty on where he goes from here. What are his plans for 2009? That coming up when we come back. Thanks for joining us on the Race Report.